This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke to Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday, a day after Biden's top diplomat acknowledged that Washington believes Beijing is willing to provide military support to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. According to the White House, the first conversation between the two leaders since the invasion lasted almost 2 hours. On Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken confirmed media reports earlier this week that the U.S. fears China may move to help Russia with military equipment to use against Ukraine. Moscow and Beijing have denied that allegation, and Blinken did not say what evidence the speculation is based on. Meanwhile, according to a summary of the call released by Beijing, Xi assured Biden that his country didn't want a war in Ukraine. Beijing had previously said that claims alleging it is supporting Moscow are designed to shift blame. China's official position on Moscow's invasion has been to straddle both sides, neither fully supportive nor directly opposed. Pope Francis has denounced what he calls the perverse abuse of power on display in Russia's war against Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Pope Francis is calling for aid to Ukrainians, who he says had been attacked in their identity, history and tradition, and were defending their land. Francis's comments, in a message to a gathering of European Catholic representatives, marks some of his strongest yet in asserting Ukraine's right to exist as a sovereign state and to defend itself against Russia's invasion. The statement comes just days after Francis told the head of the Russian Orthodox Church that the concept of a just